But when he came to them, he was surprised to find them all standing still. "What is the matter?" he asked. "Why are you not fighting?" "Look down there," said one of the soldiers. David looked down and saw a strange sight. A great giant wearing heavy armor was walking back and forth in the valley. Then the young boy heard the giant calling to King Saul's soldiers. "Choose a man to come down here and fight me," he shouted. "You are all such cowards that you are afraid to fight." "How dare he talk like that to King Saul's soldiers?" cried David. "Surely there are brave men here who are not afraid of him." "That is easy to say," said a soldier who was standing near. "But who dares fight such a giant?" "I am not afraid of him," answered the brave young boy. "I will fight him." Some of the soldiers laughed, but one of them ran to King Saul, crying, "O king, at last we have found someone who is not afraid of the giant." "Bring him to me," said the king. "O king," said David, when he stood before Saul, "I will fight this wicked giant." "You cannot fight him," said Saul. "You are only a boy, and this giant has won many battles." "I have fought a lion," answered David, "and God saved me from him. God will save me now." Then King Saul put his own armor upon David and gave him his sword. "Go, my boy, and may God take care of you," he said. But David found that the armor was too heavy and the sword too long, so he took off the armor, saying, "My staff and my sling are enough for me."